My name is Shelby, and I'm one of the pastors here at Como, if we haven't met before. And today, I was just thinking as we're there worshipping together and praising, how beautiful it is that we really are the community that we always say that we are, and that is intergenerational. I thought, how do we there go from singing and dancing, saying na 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 na, all the way through to "It Is Well With My Soul"? If that is not a beautiful representation of what it is to worship and praise God together as the community we are, I think that that's pretty special, and that's what it is. Today is a community Sunday, and so that is our intergenerational service. And so we do have a talk today, and it is a talk for all of us. But as we come and we're going to be talking about peace, and as we come and look at the idea of peace through the eyes of kids, we're going to come and see just what it is that Jesus has to say to us about peace. But kids, I can see there's actually quite a few kids with us today, and I'm feeling a little bit lonely up the front here. And I have got these two mats, and I wonder if there's any kids that want to come and join us. And there's even some chairs at the front if parents want to come and sit as well, as we come into our opportunity to hear a little bit about God's word and what it is to have peace and what Jesus has to say about that. So what is peace? That is the question we're going to be asking today. But I'm not going to ask you to answer that just yet. We're going to explore it together. And kids, over in Como Kids, over this last month, you are halfway through a series, and the series is called Peacewise. And the series you are doing is all about what it is when things go wrong amongst ourselves in relationship, and when there is conflict, and when we don't get along with one another. And we're looking at, over at Como Kids, what it is to be a peacemaker. And when Kate, on the very first week, she introduced the idea of being a peacemaker, she first asked you, what is peace? And I know that there are a whole bunch of great answers that came through on that particular day. But when we were looking at that series, we're looking particularly about what it is when we've got two parties or two groups of people or just two people and they're not getting along, and what it is to make it right between those two people. And we're going to keep doing that over in Como Kids in the next coming weeks. But today I want to pause that, and I want to zoom out for all of us and have a bigger picture look on what is peace. Because we know that peace is not just about when things go wrong between two people and we're trying to make it right. We know peace is so much bigger than that, don't we? Peace is something that we can experience even just within ourselves. Now, we know we have lots of different feelings, yeah? We have lots of different feelings that we experience. I've got a few pictures up on the screen, and adults and kids, I'm going to get you, as I show a picture on the screen, I want you to call out what you think that emotion or that feeling is. And here's the thing, there's no right or wrong answers. It's whatever you think that feeling might look like. Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Happy.
Joy. Yep. Ooh, I heard a tired. I heard a sad.
Sad.
Any others? Disappointed. That's what I thought as well. There you go. Any others? What's comes next? Tired, sleepy. See a few yawns in the room. That's all right. We'll wake you up. We'll do a few more na 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 na's. A lot for sad there. That's what I thought. That was the word I had. What did you say, Juliet? Disappointed. Yeah, absolutely. That absolutely could be disappointed. Okay, next one.
Angry.
Frustrated. Furious. Grumpy. Cranky, grumpy. Yeah, absolutely. Cross. I thought cross. All right, we've got one more. Are we ready? This is my favorite. Oh, loved. That's what I think. Loved, cared about. Now, we know that there are lots of different feelings that we feel in our everyday life. And here's the thing. All feelings are okay. All feelings are a part of the human experience. And they are all okay. And they all have very important jobs to do in our life. We know that being worried and being scared is actually the thing that keeps us safe, because they let us know when things, there might be a danger or there might be something that we need to be on guard against. We know angry is really important because it tells us when something feels unjust. We know that God is a just God, and even God can get angry because it tells us when things are not right. But the question when we're starting to talk about peace is, what does it mean for us to have peace? You just wait, okay? What does it mean for you to have peace whilst you're having all of the big feelings that you have every day? What does it look like to have peace when you are having your normal human experience of being angry? What does it look like to have peace when you're in the midst of worry or anxiety? What we do know is that Jesus gives us peace. And what we do know is that Jesus's peace can live with all of the different feelings that we have every day. We have got a video to watch on the screen, and this video is by a good friend named Goober. And if you have not been in Como Kids with us before, you do not know our friend Goober, and you're about to meet Goober. But we meet Goober over at Como Kids about once a month or so, and Goober tells us all about all of the different things that we're learning about and gets us ready to hear from God from the Bible. So let's put our eyes to the screen and look, watch Goober. Well, there you go. If that was your first time meeting Goober, you're welcome. The kids very much love Goober and really does help to prompt so many different conversations of what Goober gets onto and his adventures. Now, I think Goober had a whole bunch of things happening around him, right? There were some crazy circumstances. I mean, I have never traveled through space trying to dodge meat. That has not ever happened to me. But I have had other circumstances. I have had other things that have happened around me. So we have got some pictures up on the screen, and what I want us to think through is the things that are happening in that picture. I want us to think, is it something that, yes, helps us feel peaceful, like helps us feel peace, or no? That is not very peaceful for me. So we're going to do thumbs up, adults and kids all together. The picture on the screen, does the picture make you feel like, yep, that is peace, or no, that is not peace? All right, so the first one's already up. So thumbs up or thumbs down? Ooh, yep. All right, next one. The difference in the room is hilarious. The next one. It's all a little bit different. Interesting. Are we ready for the next? All right, and we've got our last one, the last circumstance, the last thing. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Interesting. Isn't it interesting that when we're talking about peace, how much the things around us and the things that are happening around us, within us, maybe even sometimes to us, can impact on how easy it is for us to say, yes, I feel peace, and no, I don't feel peace. Very interesting that it's different for all of us as well. God's wired us all differently. But the thing that we need to take away there is that when we're talking about peace, the things around us can impact how we are feeling and whether we feel peace. When things are going well in life, it is usually much easier to feel peace. When things are not going very well in our life, it is much harder for us to feel peace. But Jesus in the Bible has some important things to say about peace. I wonder if you recognize this picture up on the screen now. This picture is a story from the Bible, and it is the story of when Jesus calms the storm. It is one of my favorites. It is from Luke 8, 22 to 25. And in this story, we find that Jesus is in a boat with his disciples and a huge storm comes and the disciples are scared. The wind and the waves are crashing and rocking and they are scared. They are not feeling peace. Thumbs down. Where was Jesus? He was asleep. Jesus, why are you asleep? There is a storm. This is scary. Why was Jesus not afraid? The disciples woke Jesus up and Jesus commanded the storm, the wind, the wave to stop. Jesus was not scared. Jesus was not worried. Jesus was peace. And in that story, Jesus was the source of peace. He was the one who made or gave the peace. That is one of my favorite stories because when I was a kid, I was a really anxious kid. I was worried a lot when I was a kid. And my family gave me this story. And I remember my mum saying, "Shelby, God is bigger than all of your worries. God is bigger than all of your feelings. And he is more powerful than anything that you can be afraid of." Jesus is the one who gives peace. Now, when we are swirling through all of the storms of our lives, and I don't just mean the real storms, I mean the ones that the metaphorical storms, the ones when our feelings and our emotions are swirling around and feel like a tidal wave is about to crash over us, there is something we need to remember. God did not create us as humans for the storms. God created us for the Garden of Eden. And I don't know about you, but if you see that very first picture there, that beautiful, calm garden, we don't know what the Garden of Eden looked like, but I picture it something like this. The animals right there, all in peace. We need to remember as humans, that is what we've been created for. But because of the choices that humankind made, the choice to turn their back away from God and away from the source of peace, we found ourselves in the middle picture. And in the Old Testament, we have story after story after story of a whole bunch of thumbs down moments. Not a lot of peace. But thankfully, Jesus did not leave us there. God had a rescue plan. And he turned that thumb down into a thumb up through what happened on the cross. And again, Jesus came. And Jesus, we know, is the one who brings us peace. That's right. So you might be wondering, I might hear you say, "But Shelby, if God's rescue plan was the cross, and the cross was what brought peace, the cross was over 2,000 years ago, and here I am, and I'm still facing all my storms, and I'm still facing in my life a whole bunch of thumbs down moments. So what is with that? We got gypped. But no, we need to remember that the story hasn't ended on the cross. God's story, God's rescue plan, is still in action, and we are still a part of that story, because we know that Jesus, after the cross, went back up to heaven. But before he went, he said, "I will be back. And when I come back, I will restore all things back to me. I will restore my people. And whilst I'm away, I will leave you with my spirit." And we know that when the spirit is with us, we get a whole bunch of gifts from the spirit, a whole bunch of fruit of the spirit. And one of the fruit of the spirit, one of the gifts the spirit gives us, is peace. And that is what we get to live with now. Before Jesus went to the cross, before the cross even happened, Jesus had a conversation with his friends. And it went a little bit like this. It's from John 14. So pictures on the screen. Jesus had some close friends. They lived with him, learnt from him, and loved him. But there came a time when Jesus told his friends that he wasn't going to be with them for much longer. He was going back to heaven to be with his Father. Jesus' friends started to feel worried and sad. They knew how strong Jesus was and that he loved them very much. They felt safe when they were with him. And now he was telling them that he wouldn't be with them anymore. Jesus knew how they were feeling. He didn't want them to feel worried about the future. So he gave them a wonderful promise, which made his friends feel much better. Let's hear from the scripture what that promise was. It's John 14, 27. "I give you peace, the kind of peace that only I can give. It isn't like the peace that this world can give. So don't be worried or afraid." Jesus still promises to give peace to all of his friends. Jesus didn't promise that the storms wouldn't come. Jesus didn't promise that we would no longer have all of the uncomfortable swirling of feelings that we have when we're living in our human experience. He didn't even say that emotions or feelings are bad. But what he said was that he will give us peace. And ultimately, in all of the storms of life and all of the circumstances that whirl around us, we know that God's peace, the peace that comes through Jesus, is bigger and stronger than anything, any of the storms that we might face. Jesus gives us peace that the world can't give us. And it is his peace that we find in through a relationship with him. Let's pray. Jesus, we know you are the giver of peace. We know you are the true source of peace. Holy Spirit, we invite you into our lives. We ask that you help us live our life closer to you. We pray for peace. In no matter what of the storms we are facing now, or no matter what the storms are that might come our way, we know that you are bigger, you are stronger, you are greater. And for that we thank you. And Jesus, we love you and we praise you. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.